A soldier from Wasilla is waiting to see if he will be tried in a court-martial proceeding. Specialist Jeremy Morlock is accused of premeditated murder in the deaths of three Afghan civilians. After a hearing yesterday at Joint Base Lewis-McChord in Washington, a presiding officer will make a recommendation on whether to move forward with a court-martial trial. If convicted, Morlock could face the death penalty. Hal Burnton is a reporter with the Seattle Times who has been following this story as it develops. He says Morlock attended yesterday's hearing.
He was dressed in his military uniform. He appeared calm and collected. He answered a few of the judge's questions early on in the hearing and seemed quite composed.
Describe the evidence against him.
Well, most of the evidence is based upon statements, sworn statements, that he and others within the unit made to Army criminal investigators in Kandahar. He has basically described his involvement in three alleged murders, but his defense attorney was very quick to say, look, he says that he was there, but he does not say that his bullets or any grenade that he threw or any weapon that he fired actually killed anyone. His defense attorney has been quick to point out that there are no bodies that were retrieved or exhumed to look at what actual forensic evidence might be available. That was deemed far too risky and dangerous and upsetting to Afghan villagers to go in to try to bring back bodies. So the defense attorney, Michael Waddington, is saying, look, my client might have been there, but he did not kill these people.
What else is his attorney arguing?
Well, the defense attorney is really trying to broaden the discussion to look at the kind of drug use that was happening within this unit. Hashish was apparently in widespread use, and when his attorney, Michael Waddington, mentioned that at the trial to a criminal investigator who was on the phone and was speaking from Afghanistan, he actually didn't get too much dispute or argument that there was quite a bit of hashish use in this base of hundreds of people. He's also saying that his client had had four different concussive events and had traumatic brain injury, was in the midst of being evacuated at the time he was interrogated, and that really he actually had taken a muscle relaxant during the interview, so he was trying to argue that the statements he made should be discounted and not used as evidence against him.
And Hal, how does Morlock's case fit into the broader investigation of this incident?
Well, 12 soldiers have been charged from this unit with different crimes. Five of them have been accused of being involved in one or all of the three murders. Jeremy's specialist, Morlock, is accused of being involved in all three murders. And he was really the first one who started talking about this whole plot to sort of go out and stage killings of people who, according to Morlock, didn't pose any imminent threat at the time they were executed by soldiers within the unit. So it was his original statements that occurred early in May that then really got investigators talking to other members of the unit. And of course, some of what he said was backed up by statements that other soldiers made. And that led to this whole series of charges, which now may result in a whole sweeping series of court-martial trials here at Joint Base Lewis-McChord.
You have a perspective that goes beyond just covering this story from the courtroom proceedings. Talk a little bit about what you've seen with soldiers in the combat setting and in Afghanistan.
Well, I was in southern Afghanistan. I spent 2 weeks with the 5th Brigade, 2nd Infantry Division, which is the brigade that's over that battalion. I was with a different battalion, but the soldiers I was with, I went out on patrols with them and for 2 weeks. The one thing I want to emphasize is that the last thing they wanted to see was any innocent civilians killed, because they felt like that totally undercut their mission, which was trying to build trust among these people and get them to help in the fight against the Taliban. In one incident, I did see where I was on a mission. I wasn't there when the killings happened, but afterwards there was a videotape made of the actual killings when the Taliban attacked, and it was something that some of the soldiers watched. So these things do sort of happen in terms of getting video evidence and such. And in the Morlock case, the Army is now saying that there's 60 to 70 pictures that sound, from some of the rough descriptions, somewhat inappropriate of Afghan corpses with Americans standing next to them. And those pictures are being very tightly controlled by the Army. They're not being distributed to the Defense Council. They're being held in a special area at the Joint Base, and defense attorneys can only visit and look at these photos, because I think they're very wary of somehow those photos leaking out and getting published and then causing a lot of problems for U.S. troops in Afghanistan.
Hal Burnton is a reporter with the Seattle Times.